As a fellow servant of the people and a steward of North Omaha's well-being, a place in which I actually live, I pen this letter with a heavy heart, but a clear vision for the future. A tenure marked by a trail of divisiveness that has regrettably eclipsed the true needs of North Omaha. Opting instead to proliferate your standing and importance on the backs of members in this community. We're no longer willing, as a community, to fall on the sword for you, wallow in poverty, and be cast aside because of the fractured relationships you've built and past you live to relish. Your approach, once heralded as refreshingly blunt, has metamorphosed into a barrier against collaboration and progress. You isolate the community, proudly, while remaining steadfast in your importance to self. We, as a community, suffer because of your vindictive, restless plights and theatrics. Like an unyielding monolith, your presence has cast a long shadow under which genuine community growth cannot thrive. You carved out a path to ensure your political longevity as a lifelong politician. However, for the rest of us, your legislative focus on the broader spectrum of challenges our community faces has been a disservice, and has been such for nearly half a century, and still, it remains. Poverty. Blight. Discontent. At some point, people in this community must put themselves first. The echo chamber of your chosen issues have resonated at the expense of a more diverse and desperately needed agenda. You've been good. We have not been. North Omaha's cries for economic revitalization, job creation, quality food and health, including comprehensive community development, by you, under your rule of the disrespectfully labeled downtrodden, have been met with what can only be described as a cacophony of missed opportunities. It is the tragedy of the downtrodden living in a community you've helped create, that North Omaha remains ensnared in poverty and the most economically disenfranchised area in Nebraska. Should we remain? Because you want to be. This, under your long watch, is a testament to the dire need for change. Where there should have been action, there was inertia. Where there was a need for solutions, there were spectacles. Where there should have been conversation, there were bitter, exhausting rants. Your unconventional dealings with media and public relations have not only distracted from the substantive policy discussions, but have also, inadvertently, cultivated a circus atmosphere around serious issues. The lawsuit against God, while perhaps intended as satire, served only to trivialize the gravity of our legislative responsibilities. Such antics have not endeared you to your constituents, nor to the broader audience of reason and practicality. Nor benefit constituents, which is your purpose of being. Moreover, your advocacy, while vociferous, has lacked the inclusivity and empowerment necessary to foster a new generation of leadership within our community. True advocacy uplifts, it does not overshadow. It builds bridges, it does not burn them. In this, too, there is much left to be desired. For the sake of North Omaha's future, allow fresh, changing voices and new perspectives, not copycats and the easily steered, the space to flourish. Let us mend the divisions and foster a community that thrives not on contention, but on cooperation. North Omaha deserves a chance to redefine itself and to break free from the cycle of poverty and despair, a feat possible in the wake of your absence. In earnest anticipation of renewal and growth, we thank you for your service, but we're done.